Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock on a beautiful Friday afternoon. It's going to be a beautiful Friday afternoon. I know it looked a little bit iffy there. We had some inclement weather raging through the area earlier today, but it's cleared out nicely, and we have baseball weather on the way, so we're very excited about it. We are live today at Volunteer Auto Group on Callahan Drive in North Knoxville, where every deal is a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, spring has sprung. And what better way to celebrate than with a new set of wheels from Volunteer Auto Group out here on Callahan Drive? Come take a free test drive today. We've got sedans, we've got SUVs, trucks, vans, whatever your heart could possibly desire. We've got you covered out here at Volunteer Auto Group. 1501 Callahan Drive on the north side. Come on out and see me this afternoon, folks. I've got Smokies tickets to give away for the first time. You stop by and say you're listening to Fan Run Radio, you're going to get 4 field-level seat vouchers for the Tennessee Smokies and the final season at Smokies Stadium in Sevierville. These are get you into any Smokies home game this year. So they're not in town this weekend. I think they're back next week. You can go next week. You can go next month. You can go whenever. You go this season. Come on out. Callahan Drive, Volunteer Auto Group. Step inside the beautiful showroom today. Tap Bear on the shoulder. He loves it when strangers touch him. Ladies and gentlemen, say, Bear, I'm here for the tickets.
No. I'm going to have to move where I'm sitting so I'm facing out to the room.
You do have your back turned. I mean, this is a...
It's a first for me. It's not usually a, I don't do that.
It's not a mafia move, right? I mean, anybody could sneak up behind you right now and just knife you right in the back.
Not anymore.
You'd never see it coming. All right, there you go. But now we're not looking at each other, which is
I'm looking
fine,
at you.
Whatever. All right. Bear and I are out here at Volunteer Auto Group. Tucker and Houston are back in the new White Claw Hard Seltzer studios of Fan Run Radio. Hello, Houston.
Hello, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Today has been a great day.
Are you lying, Houston?
No, I am absolutely not lying, Bear. The thing that we couldn't do in about 5 days combined, a dude did it in about 30 seconds.
They had a computer networking problem that Houston was convinced of, like, they hired the Tiger team. Hired a Tiger team.
No, we hired to an come IT in. Consultant.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Well, you know, IT stands for inner tiger. So yeah, he was on the team. We knew that.
But you told me, Houston, you thought that it was going to take at least half an hour, if not a series of hours, to come and fix this one technical issue that has flummoxed the Tiger team for weeks now. And you said it literally took him less than a minute.
That is not what I said. I said to you and to Ryan this week, and Bear, he'll back me up, I said somebody's going to come over here, diagnose our problem, and fix it in about 10 clicks of the mouse. And I'm going to feel like a big idiot, which not I me. Did, and I do, because that's exactly what he did. It took him 37 seconds. It would have taken 30, but he had to walk across the hallway from one room to the other. And then he completed his mission. It was amazing to watch.
It's the Fan Run magic
37
number.
Seconds, does he get automatic membership in the 37 club?
I will absolutely grant him membership. He was outstanding.
Like, he's absolutely a Tiger team member. We knew this going back to what, Sunday though?
Yeah.
That's when we first realized. We looked at you and we're like, you know, it's going to take about 30 seconds for somebody knows what they're doing to fix this.
Well, gentlemen, as much as I would love to recount our adventures in the wonderful world of technology, we do have a lot to discuss here this afternoon. We've got the orange and white game tomorrow. We have the biggest home baseball series of the year starting tonight at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. But I think we have to start with what has transpired the last 24 hours or so up in the bluegrass today. You know, Houston, we joked around yesterday about Mark Pope and how funny it would be if they had to get down that far on their list and give it to him, and how Kentucky fans would revolt and they would never stand for it. But even after we had our little fun, told our little jokey jokes, after that, we quickly pivoted back to, well, it'll never get – first of all, it's going to take a while, right? They're going to wait on Billy Donovan to tell them no. They're going to go back to Danny Hurley twice if they have – they're going to exhaust all options. And even if all else fails, they'll hire Sean Miller or Bruce Pearl or something like that.
Yeah. No, not so fast.
Never in my wildest dreams did I think that they would just give up. I am disappointed in Kentucky. This is not even sports rivalry trash talk. I am disappointed in the – do these people not know how to do a proper coaching search? I mean, they have it wrapped up in 48 hours. What are they doing up there?
They missed out on a lot of fun for sure.
And they hired a bad coach.
Did they? They hired a coach with a thin resume.
It's Kentucky. I've been told that they invented this sport. They're the greatest. They've
You've
got all these championship banners. All this stuff. And then they turn around and they don't even have the stomach. They don't even have the stomach to wait a couple of days on Billy Donovan to tell them no. They don't have to. And
they're meth-addled coal mining hillbillies, Russell. These are the same people that'll mortgage their trailer to go to an SEC tournament. What does that mean?
Houston, did what happened here? Why did they pivot so soon? I know they're going to tell us that, oh, this is the only guy they offer the job. They want him. I already see the Kentucky fans talking themselves into it. But you know deep down they don't really believe this, right?
No. It's interesting because I think in the same way Danny White, who, you know, he's really good about keeping a coaching search quiet. And we get Kim Caldwell, who a lot of people would also say, thin resume, style of play. And there's been a little pushback there. And, it, you know, I think Kentucky men's basketball and Tennessee women's basketball, I don't want to say mirror images, but a lot of similarities as far as prestige, blue blood status, so on and so forth. But I think where the Lady Vols program is now is vastly different than where Kentucky is now. This was a team who, you know, preseason was highly ranked, and I think we all agree when they were clicking this year, could beat pretty much anybody in the country on a given night. Chock full of talent. Coaching wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. You just felt like maybe you could attract a higher level coach. But this feels like they, you know, I think Barnhart swung for the fences. I think you can safely say that. But after what, two, three misses, he went to the, this is a bad emergency and I don't want to drag this search on. I think he panicked a little bit here.
See, I don't think he did. I look at it, I'm like, I've enjoyed hearing everybody talk about the Kentucky fans meltdown and John and Bob and everybody, and you just there, but I think he was kind of calculated. He knew he'd say yes. He knew it'd be a popular pick with Pitino, all those former players.
Popular pick.
Yeah, I'm not following
popular
you, bud.
Popular pick.
Have you seen the reaction from his former teammates and everybody that knows that played with him?
Yeah, but I mean that doesn't. Of course,
they got the money people on board. I mean, the only people that weren't on board were, you know, nuts like us in their fan base.
I don't think that's true. I don't think all their money people were on board. I think maybe a couple of the money people. I know somebody pledged $4 million for their NIL fund, but I did not get the is it the Kraft family or I don't get that all their money people were on board. This is going to take some selling, and I have no doubt that they are going. They will. I shouldn't say I have no doubt that they will all get on board, because I think some will take a while and take a wait and see approach, which is probably the prudent approach to take. But the bottom line here, guys, is for all the grief we gave John Calipari, and I believe he ended up being, I think, 10-10 against Rick Barnes in their head-to-heads when they were at Kentucky and Tennessee, respectively. And things had not gone well there. But at the end of the day, that's John Calipari. You ran him out of there and replaced him with Mark Pope.
Yes.
This is not a Tennessee fan trash-talking you. That is objectively a gigantic step down. You did not upgrade here. You replaced a living legend and an iconic figure in the history of men's college basketball with a guy who has zero Power Five experience.
That's what also put Barnhart behind the eight ball, I think, because, I mean, what do you – You go to interview another coach for that job, and he's like, you all had John Calipari. He had a national championship. He's in the tournament every year. Guys going to the NBA, and you all weren't happy with that. Do I really want to stick my head into this?
Well, again, this is what surprises me, is the lack of effort, how quickly they were to pivot to the guy they knew who would take it, you know, I mean, you can read the list of other coaches that Sean Miller would have taken that job. The notion.
Well, they weren't going to take anybody with baggage.
Oh, my gosh.
As crazy as that sounds.
Are we talking about Kentucky?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
The notion that the Kentucky, who, again, this is not Tennessee fan trash talk. They are objectively the most corrupt program in the history of college athletics.
I mean, okay. The NCAA
will say that, you know, Alabama, where do you think Bear Bryant learned how to cheat the way he cheated? He was at Kentucky in the 1940s, 1950s. If the notion that Kentucky didn't want to talk to Bruce Pearl, Sean Miller, Will Wade, or Chris Beard because of NCAA or personal issues, that is laughable on its face. Nobody is buying that. And if that is a line that they are actually trying to sell, that is a stunning and shocking lack of self-awareness.
Well, then, I mean, what you're left with is, it's a different day and age now. If you're an established coach at an established, you know, university, and you've got NIL and everything's good, why would you move? The money's just about equal. I mean, those guys are all making right in the neighborhood of each other, and you don't have the pressure of being the head coach of Kentucky with those expectations.
All right, well, let's go around the room here and let's grade this higher. And I know this is difficult. Try to be honest with yourselves. Try to be honest with our audience. Put yourselves in the shoes. Put yourself in the work boots of a Kentucky fan.
You got coal all over me.
What?
Let me turn my spotlight on real quick. Hang on. Oh, there it goes.
How do you grade the hire of Mark Stoops at Kentucky?
Pope.
We got Stoops and Poops.
Dude, it's going to happen a lot. Like, I'm just get ready.
How do you grade the hire of Mark Pope at Kentucky, and which Mark will last longer? Who will they run out of town first? I'm sorry, disregard that. That was Tennessee fan trash talk. I'm sorry. That was unprofessional of me. Let's keep it professional. Houston, give me a grade. Mark Pope at Kentucky.
I mean, obviously this may change in a year or two, but when you tell me that your hot board is Billy Donovan,
Dan Hurley,
Jay Wright, and you settle for a guy who hasn't won a game in the NCAA tournament, again, I reserve the right to change my grade if he turns into some superhero coach, but it can't be higher than a D.
Wow.
Scorched.
I thought he was setting us up for a C. He goes D. You think they pass, but barely. Almost a sympathy pass.
I guess you only fail if you don't get a coach, right? I don't know what the grading scale is here. but
failure would be what we
failure
did.
Shiano.
Yeah, he gets run out by the fan base. Sure.
Yeah, we have to have a riot to get him to listen to us. I'm going to go with the C, simply because I, you know, they've complained forever up there about it not looking like Kentucky basketball. And I think this is where he might end up being successful. I'm kind of like you, Houston. We won't know for a couple of years whether or not this is what kind of hire it really was. But I'll go see, and I think you'll – I think the fans will end up liking it up there because it's going to be – I think there's going to be a return to something more familiar for them because I don't think he's going to be able to recruit against Cal.
Well, how's that familiar if they don't have players?
They'll go back to – you know, my big fear is they're going to start – they're going to build their team the way, like, Tennessee and some of these other teams that are living in the top 10 have recently.
Well, that's what they're going to have to do.
Yeah.
What, Tucker Harlan, what, how would you grade the hire?
I will go with a C- here, and I got to be honest, it feels kind of similar to Tennessee hiring Kelly Harper a few years back, just a beloved player that has had – I don't even know if I'd call it success – at the Power 5 level. Like, they're fine.
They're just kind of there. They're like, just, they're exactly at the Power
they're
5
in the,
level.
They're in the tournament, but they're not going to do anything. You know? Like, that could change, obviously, in a year. Maybe I'm being a little bit too harsh, but that's just what it feels like just within the last 12 hours, I guess, since they hired him.
Take 6 years to build a program, Russ.
Butch said seven, right?
Oh, was it seven? Seven.
Well, what did Butch say? Was it seven? Did he really say that?
I swear he said six or seven. He said it takes 6 or 7 years to build a program.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
We cut the audio and played it repeatedly on air. What an idiot.
I'm shocked. I am absolutely stunned.
I think
that
Mark Pope.
They were that quick and that fast and to go down their list so precipitously to – you know, to not only not wait for Billy Donovan, but to pass over so many proven coaches.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Donovan's telling people he's not going back to college. I mean, who knows what really got said.
Maybe. Well, that's my point. Who knows? But, man, you skipped over a lot of guys who've won a lot more. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Mark Pope will step in there and lead Kentucky back to greatness immediately, but wow.
Well, I mean,
what a gamble.
The weirdest part of it's like almost like whiplash because I think we all believe they did go hard and swung for the fences for Hurley and Drew, and for whatever reason, you know. I mean, everybody in America outside of Kentucky knew Danny Hurley wasn't going to take that job.
I think we all thought that is like 90%, but that 10% of, I mean, what they were talking about giving him $11 million a year, just stupid money.
Yeah.
And then the Donovan stuff, like I could see, look at what he's done in the NBA. He hasn't been very good, man. He's been at Chicago 3 years. Like, yeah, I could see him looking at Kentucky. And then who was the other one, the other pie in the sky? Jay Wright wasn't going.
Yeah, Jay Wright. He wasn't leaving.
No, there was a third, though, wasn't there?
Oh, it was Billy Donovan, Scott Drew.
Scott Drew.
Yeah.
Scott Drew. I think that's the one that Barnhart like, thought he had in his back pocket.
I mean, I would have just – if I were them, I would have waited till the weekend. All right, we're going to let this stuff die down. Because here's the thing. Mark Pope will take this job next week and the week after. He's there for you. You don't have to rush into that. I would have just – all right, we're not going to rush anything. We're not going to panic. We're just going to go into the weekend – and then I'm going to do what Mal Moore did. Remember, Saban told Mal Moore no like a couple of times. And then the thing with Rich Rod blew up, whatever. And Mal Moore got in his plane, and he basically flew to Miami and said, I'm not leaving without this guy.
Yeah, but where would he have flown to? Waco?
Yeah, I would have flown into wherever in Texas and met with Scott Drew and his family and say, look, I understand this is, you know, scary. Big moves are big and all this stuff, but we got to find a way to get this done. And
I'm
and
asking
sell
you to
it.
Be the head coach of Kentucky.
Yeah, and if not, I would have gone to Pearl or Sean Miller or anybody else who you know is going to take that, you know is going to take that baton and run with it and do some damage. But they didn't, and we're left to talk about it. When we continue, we'll open up the phone lines here to you. 865-288-3131 is your phone number. It's 288-3131. TJ, the Kentucky fan, wants to give us his take on the hire. I'd be very interested to see how he is coping with Pope. We'll do that when we continue. You're listening to The Drive live today at Volunteer Auto Group, Callahan Drive in North Knoxville. Quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
The Drive. Fan Run Radio. Knoxville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball.
I'm ready for it.
Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio coming to you live this afternoon from Volunteer Auto Group. Come on out, see us here today. We got free Smokies tickets. It's the first time this year we've given away Smokies tickets on the show. These are always a popular item to give away. We're going to give everybody who comes out to say they are listening to Fan Run Radio this afternoon 4 free tickets, field level seat vouchers. They're good for any Smokies home game the 2024 season. Just come out and tell us you're listening to the show this afternoon, and we will hook you up. We are at 1501 Callahan Drive, North Knoxville, just off by 75. And, yeah, man, we'll be here till 6 p.m. You want to come by and pick up some of those tickets for a little nine-inning vacation. Well, I'm looking forward to a nine-inning vacation tonight down at Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bet you are.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to be down there, right?
No, you still don't want to go.
You want what? I thought you guys said you had tickets.
They're standing room only. I can't.
So
stand
what?
I can't stand that long.
You can't stand that for 2.5 hours watching Tony V and the boys?
Yeah, I can't do it, man.
Wow. Wow.
I don't lead a charmed life like you. And
unbelievable.
And
all
Hoover,
that noise
Hoover
you talked.
Up, Hoover up all. Any and all.
Oh, the perks are nice.
Tickets, perks, swag.
The perks are nice.
But I dinners.
Mean, all this talk about how jealous you are, wanting to go to the game, and you
I
a
gave
pair
up.
Of tickets falls into your lap. And
they weren't. I can't stand for 3.5 hours,
you can't
dude.
Stand. You can lean on something. You can lean on Kress. He's sturdy. Lean on Kress.
Hey, Kress
when you're not
Kress
strong.
Kress has been pulling, clocking like 70 hours a week. I think he's wanting to spend time with his old lady this weekend. He hadn't seen her in like 2 weeks.
Well,
you wouldn't know anything about that.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
Mm-mm.
All right, we got a lot to get to here this afternoon. A lot to squeeze in. We'll talk more Tennessee baseball. Logan Quinton, the Cookie Man, is going to be by with the Crumble Cookies. Live here at Volunteer Auto Group in hour number two. So I'm looking forward to that. But right now, let's get back at to the task at hand, which is roasting Kentucky. Which is always fun and might be the best thing we do here. I want to start, and I'm going to give him some leeway here to explain his position. I've already had some communication with him on Twitter. TJ the Kentucky Fan is talking himself in to Mark Stoops. He said he is, quote, all in on Stoops. That's a direct quote. TJ,
Stoops,
good afternoon.
Pope.
How are you? Pope, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, well, sorry. One thing
it doesn't
Stoops,
matter. Mark Pope.
They're both losers.
Oh. Yeah.
For one, it is Mark Pope. But look, here's my thinking. You know, what are you going to do when you go to two of the best coaches in college basketball? Maybe not the best, but maybe definitely top 10, we would agree. And you offer one of them $12.5 million a year, and you offer the other one $11 million a year, and they just tell you no. What are you going to do? You can't do much more. My thing is, I get it. Oh, Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan's last season at Florida, he was 17-16, and he was knocked out in the first round of the SEC tournament, and he has not recruited in today's age of transfer portal and NIL. So he's basically a brand-new coach in college. So, yeah, I don't know how that would go. Mark Pope, I don't know if you know this or not, but BYU has recruiting restrictions. Mark Pope and Mitch Barnhart both have confirmed on KSR today that Mark Pope already has two recruits committed that he could not take to BYU because of the restrictions. donors are starting to come forward with $4 million, $5 million, $6 million that Calipari ran off because they weren't his people. So I think if Pope can do the X and O part, Mark Pope will be given the resources that weren't given to Calipari or taken away from Calipari, because let's just be honest, he's a Turk, and he's an Arkansas Razorback now. And you know what? Let's go, Mark Pope. You won a national championship.
He's talking himself into it.
Hey, TJ, hold on. I understand. I think everything you said, I will take you at your word, everything you just said about Pope being true. Maybe he is a better X's and O's guys, and maybe he gets money coming in. I don't think lack of funding was your problem. It's not like you guys weren't recruiting the past couple of years. But here's my you said we offered the big deal to Hurley. He said no. We offered the big deal to Drew. He said no. And then you just go immediately to Pope. Like, there's nothing in between there.
No, see, where are you getting that from? Because we did go to Billy Donovan. We also went to other coaches that Bruce Pearl was one of them. Mitch Barnhart said he spoke to Bruce Pearl, and he did not hire Bruce Pearl because of personality issues. Now, I know you know, you're smart. Mitch Barnhart is a very, how do I put it? He's a very reserved guy, very Christian, very, you know, I mean, he was the last one to put beer in football stadiums. So if you thought that Kentucky had a chance to get Bruce Pearl or Sean Miller or – and by the way, Kentucky never called Nate Oates. So everybody, Nate Oates turned down Kentucky. No, they never called him. And I do want to say one more thing for Tennessee fans. I get it. It's a rival. But for the fans who are comparing Mark Pope to hiring Greg Schiano, who literally looked the other way for pedophiles to have field days in the showers of football locker rooms, is absolutely absurd. That's not even the same. Mark Pope has never done anything like that.
No, I think that's fair. I think the more accurate comparison would be Jeremy Pruitt.
No.
If we're looking for a Tennessee –
Oh, no,
the
perfect Tennessee comp, I can't remember who said it in the first segment. It's Kelly. Y'all hired Kelly Harper. That's what y'all did. It's all right. It may work out great for you guys because you all do have a lot of money up there and get the players in. He'll put that rah-rah Kentucky. I don't know if I fully believe that there was some kind of personality conflict between Barnhart and Pearl.
Why not hire Sean Miller? I mean, that guy's an excellent ball coach, and everything that he was accused of doing at Arizona is perfectly legal now.
Exactly. And you know, I get it. It is perfectly legal now, but like I said, Mitch Barnhart is a very reserved guy. With Mitch Barnhart, if you have had any kind of baggage, and this is exactly what he said too, like in 2009, he hired somebody with baggage, John Calipari, and he said he would never do that again. So all those guys who even got sniffed by the NCAA automatically were out. And I'll say this on my way out. Nate Oates, where was he before Alabama? At Buffalo and unproven. Where was Hurley before UConn? I don't even know, but he was unproven. I can go down the list. Just because you do not hire a coach with a national title does not mean they can't come out to win some games. Y'all have a good one, man.
Thank you, TJ. I heard just a hint of wavering in his voice there at the end. I don't think he
really believes all that what he just spouted at us.
But Mitch Barnhart said.
Mitch Barnhart's the athletic director of Kentucky.
What is he hiring? A basketball coach or a buddy
or a Sunday school teacher?
Okay, he's reserved and. He doesn't want to have somebody who's a personality conflict. And, he hired somebody with baggage once in 2009. And I'm sorry, did they not win a national championship a couple of years later?
How many Final Fours do you have there? I mean, granted, y'all did hit the skids the past few years. Once Barnes came to Tennessee and put back where you should be.
I mean, it just feels like I don't know if Sean Miller – I don't know if he's – It's reserved. What are we? Why are we? I don't know what we're talking about here. Personality wise, I thought you guys were Kentucky. I thought you won. I thought you had a 7 or 8 national championship banners hanging up in that building of yours.
I mean, they've always prided themselves on doing, they don't care whatever it took. They just wanted to win. And then Bruce Pearl, you'd think they'd be all over him.
It's a new era, I mean, new day and age up there. New day and age up there, I guess.
Holier than thou, Kentucky. I've seen it all now. They literally invented the NCAA to deal with them cheating.
It's different. This is a different world we are living in, Chris.
It's funny, like the things you hear, and I don't know how much of it's true, but then when the AD comes out and immediately tells you, no, this was the plan all along, I have a hard time buying that. Like, give me a break.
You got turned down by a bunch of people.
But then to say you didn't, like, I don't know, as a fan, I think I would want my athletic director to say, yeah, we did talk to Nate Oates and this coach. And, you know, like it was weird that TJ said they never talked to Nate Oates, but they did talk to Pearl. It's like, well, wouldn't you want him to talk to everybody, like, before you get to Mark Pope?
Houston, you got to give me your best Mike Bobo for Mark Pope.
Mark Pope! Mark Pope! What are we doing?
You heard that a lot around Kentucky last night.
Oh, man. How great was that Spaces?
It was incredible. It's kind of amateurish at points.
But if that's amateurish, what are we?
We're pros at the meltdown.
I listened to the Matt Jones one for a while, and he was so subdued, and he was like trying to sell it, but you could tell his heart wasn't in it. And then when those amateurs came on afterwards, that was where you got the real stuff. That was where they opened a vein and let it bleed. And they might not have had as many listeners in that space, but it was the meltdown was 10 times more satisfying.
Have you guys seen the Rick Pitino congratulatory video to Mark Pope?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched some of it. I did not watch the whole thing.
Is that cool or weird?
Yes.
All right.
Former player. I don't know. Yeah, I guess Russ is right. Yes.
A little bit of both. Yeah, here's the thing, man. I don't – the whole modern sports online troll culture is pretty distasteful at times. I'm not a fan of, you know, a lot of the fake sports – rivalry that somehow becomes IRL personal hatred. That being said, I do remember that Matt Jones guy trolling Tennessee fans for the past 5-10 years, whatever it's been now, talking about how it's over for Tennessee, you'll never be nationally relevant in football again because of yada yada yada. And now here we are
nationally relevant.
And the Vols are getting set to chase championships and a playoff berth in college football. And Kentucky just ran off John Calipari and replaced him with Mark Pope. Now, I'm sure Kentucky fans talk themselves into it. They already are, clearly. But this is objectively a bad hire. You had Cal, now you've got Pope. That is a shocking and massive step backwards. Arkansas is better off than Kentucky because they'll get the new energized Cal, and he'll try and fix some of the deficiencies that he had in his system and bring some new blood in there and get it rolling again. And they'll have the players right away. I mean, they're going to load up on five stars next year probably. And it sounds like Kentucky's going to take the approach we've been trying to take. But as we've seen here, those guys leave anyway. Even if they're at a good, they're going to leave, and it's impossible to really sustain a program and build it with 3 or 4 year guys. I mean, it's weird what this college basketball game has become.
That was one of the things that they were basing whether, you know, Kentucky fans last night, but they think that Pope's going to be able to talk Shepherd into staying in school for another year. But to be mocked as a lottery pick?
To me, that's so short-sighted. And I don't think that was the only reason that they decided to go with Pope. But you don't make a coaching decision on one play. That's Doug Dickey hiring Wade Houston.
level nonsense.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what they and what, you one don't, of the things they were throwing around.
This notion that we couldn't wait on Billy Donovan to really get in front of him because he's in this playing game. It's next week, and then they might be in the playoffs. And to that, I say, who cares? You have a chance to hire a guy with two national championships, NBA experience. He's in his late 50s, still in his prime, knows your campus, your system. He's been an assistant there, knows what good looks like at that level. If you feel like there's a chance you can hire him, then yeah, you sacrifice a week of the portal madness and you trot Billy Donovan out there in a week and a half or so, and then you go win. Because guess what? Mark Pope ain't going nowhere. Ain't nobody beating down the door to hire Mark Pope. It was a market of one, and it was just you.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and get Stevie in here. You're listening to The Drive on Fan Run Radio, live today at Volunteer Auto Group, 1501 Callahan Drive. Come on out, pick up some Smokies tickets. We'll tell you more about what they've got going on here when we continue as well. It is Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this.
The Drive. Check out our new and improved website at fanrunradio.com.
Continues Fan Run Radio, coming to you live this afternoon from Volunteer Auto Group in North Knoxville. Russell Smith and Bear here. We've got Houston and Tucker back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, and we are cruising right through it, doing the thing this afternoon here on Fan Run. Come out, see Volunteer Auto Group. Man, whatever you need. Whatever you need, they've got it. We had a little shower come through. That's all right. Just wash the pollen off some of these cars we got out here. Unbeatable prices. Come on out, cruise through their vast selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They've got the flexible financing options that make it easy for you to drive home today with new wheels from Volunteer Auto Group, where every deal's a winner. 1501 Callahan Drive. Check them out online, volauto.com. Be sure to tell them Fan Run sent you. All right, we got a full bank of calls. Let's get to it. And Stevie is next. Hello, Stevie.
Russell!
Stevie, how you doing, brother?
Russell, I want to apologize to you because, you know, I've gotten on you for having that clown TJ on this program, but, man, that was so worth it just a few minutes ago, Russell. That was incredible radio.
He says he's all in. He says he's all in with Mark Pope.
Of course he's all in, Russell. He screams for Mark Stoops. Oh, man, this is phenomenal.
Whoa. Easy now. Easy, Stevie.
Sorry. I think the pollen's getting to me, Russell. I've been out here cutting grass for the past 3 hours. A little lightheaded. Smoking. Anyway, Houston, did you see my glizzy video?
No, I didn't.
Well, maybe you should check your DMs then.
You DM me a glizzy video?
Yeah, remember I told you once Lent was over, I was going to DM you a glizzy video on Easter Sunday on Twitter. And I sent it, and I was like, man, I'm really excited about Houston replying to this and telling me what he thinks. And, you know.
He just ghosted you? He high-headed you?
Can you imagine, Russell?
Ball rumor mill treatment?
I'm watching it now. Yeah. I guess I just missed it.
I really wanted to send you one, like, once a week, but since you didn't send, you know, respond to that one, I was like, well, maybe he's not interested anymore.
Where is that at? That's a really good deal. We've got a golf tournament coming up, and I'm just saying, 78 hot dogs for $39. That's a steal.
I think you got to go to Sam's Club. Now, I'm a Costco member myself, and you get the $1.50 glizzy with the drink. But I think that one's at Sam's Club. Anyway, back to sports. I got a fun question today. I was pondering this once I saw the Kentucky meltdown last night on Twitter. What's the minimum amount of money someone have to pay you to stop being a Tennessee fan of all sports, basketball, football? You give it up. You're not a fan anymore. You can watch the sport, but let's be honest, it's probably not as enjoyable if you're not a fan of a team. What's the minimum amount?
Minimum amount
of money.
Oh.
What did you think he was talking about?
Glizzies? Of donuts.
Glizzies.
About what would have to happen for you to give it all up. That's what I thought he was asking. I was like, well, we were pretty adamant that it was.
I don't know. Can you buy something that's deep embedded in your soul and in your DNA, in your blood? Is it even possible? What do you mean you can watch the games, but you don't have, you can just watch the games with no emotional attachment?
Correct. $1 million, Russell. You give up being a fan of the Vols?
No.
$1 million?
His wife miserable?
Actually, I'd probably be much happier. But no, $1 million. I mean, you give me back like $100 million, we'll talk. I make $1 million disappear pretty quick.
$100 million.
Yeah. Am I paying taxes on that? Am I really only taking home 50?
No, you're going to get it all straight up cash under the table.
Just stick it in my mattress, huh? I don't know, man. I mean, there's more to life. I always go back to the scene, the end of Fargo. You ever seen Fargo with Frances McDormand and William H. Macy? And she's driving the crazy guy who fed Steve Buscemi to the wood chipper. Spoiler alert. She's driving him back to the police station. He's in cuffs in the back. She says, there's more to life than a little bit of money. There's more to life than a little bit of money, Stevie. Even a lot of money.
I think the Barnes Bashers should take notice here and give a little wisdom or accept a little wisdom in Kentucky's downfall. The who you going to get question needs to be addressed for all those who want to get rid of Barnes, because Kentucky just learned their lesson the hard way now.
Yeah, well, that there absolutely is a lesson to be learned there.
Wisdom. Kentucky. Hurrah.
Now,
hurrah,
I would like to hope, Stevie, I would like to hope that our guy Danny White is a little bit more cutthroat than Mitch Barnhart. Who's, I mean, what a pushover.
He was a nice, calm man, Russell, a nice, calm man.
He's very reserved, as TJ would say.
He's a good Christian, as TJ would say.
I would like to think that our guy would hire a Sean Miller or a Chris Beard if given the opportunity. He might not. He might. I mean, that's been his MO, is to find the young up-and-comer. It's analytics and all that stuff. But I guess we'll find out here in a couple of years.
On my way out, fellas, who are you more scared of? DeBoer's Alabama or Kentucky's Pope? My answer, neither.
Nuts, man! It's completely insane.
Who do you who strikes more fear into your heart, Houston?
I mean, DeBoer's at least, you know, won games in the postseason. Pope is not. I mean, I think they both have similar resources and stuff around them. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's DeBoer. Like, his system has proven to work at this level. I don't know that Pope's has.
All the ridiculous things that Kentucky fans are telling themselves, we have to have money. We have to have money so we can – I'm sorry, did they not have, like, three first-round picks on their roster?
No, Russell. According to Kentucky fans, Cal was blocking them from getting the talent. I'm excited to see Kentucky with a roster that actually has a little bit of talent now.
Cal never had players, man.
That's something else.
That's an unbelievable – like, that's where they fell to. Like, oh, now we're going to get the players under Mark Pope. That is an amazing, like, brain switcheroo.
Money,
yeah.
He's got the money. He's going to reel them in now.
Cal was holding them back, Russ.
Players been playing for free for John Calipari for a long time, all the way back to Marcus Camby, man. They just roll in there because they like his haircut,
the
man.
The Rose didn't go to Memphis. He didn't accept any.
No.
I mean, half the damn NBA played for Cal or was committed to him. Like, give me a break.
Oh man, it's
he's a godfather.
It's hard to keep a straight face sometimes. 865-288-3131. Coming up, we set up a big hour number two. It'll start with Tucker Harlan's top four at four. We'll get you caught up on the Masters leaderboard today. Had some of that going on in the background while I was working on the show earlier today at the house. Looked like a lovely, if not a little bit windy, day at Augusta. We'll get caught up there. And then coming up a little bit later in hour number two, the Cookie Man, Logan Quinton, stops by for a live appearance here at Volunteer Auto Group as we're getting ready. I can't believe you're not going to the game. You had tickets finally.
I don't want to talk about it. You know, you've done your deal. We're at a remote where I can't get fully express myself towards you like I normally would.
You had tickets.
Don't make me embarrass myself. I've still got those tickets.
But you're not going.
I cannot stand for what part of this do you not understand?
I feel like smooth talker like you and probably talk yourself in. Surely there'll be at least one empty seat tonight. I don't know. Maybe there won't be. It's LSU in the house.
7,500 people over there.
Hey, there's a new starter tonight. We have switched it up. Chris Stamos.
Is he related to John?
He's Uncle Jesse's son.
Stamos.
He's Uncle Jesse's son that he had illegitimately with Lori Loughlin on the set of Full House back in the day.
Will he be allowed to use his glove for the entirety of the game tonight?
Oh, it's that guy with the dangling
glove thingy.
Yeah,
guy that got the triple play.
Right.
Yeah, the dangling laces, that kid, the Greek.
We going to make it nasty tonight, boys?
If you do your job.
Are you? You're the one getting to go to the game, not me.
I'll be there. I want to make a fool of myself. But
you're such a punk. This is why a couple of weeks ago I asked you that Saturday where it was like, you guys want to go to the game? Because you get tickets. Yes, I don't get tickets for any of that stuff.
You want to go to the game? Yeah,
loser.
I'd like to go to the game. You know anybody who's got tickets? Loser?
Yeah.
What's that? You invited me to a game that you didn't have tickets to.
It wasn't an invitation. It was like, hey.
Do you want to go to the game?
No,
that's not what you said. You said, do you guys want to go to the game?
I mistexted. Houston didn't
mistexted.
He didn't even respond back for like 48 hours.
Oh, man. Just absurd. Stay with us. It's hour number two of The Drive coming up live this afternoon from Volunteer Auto Group. Back with more right after this.
The Drive. The first annual Fan Run Open is Saturday, April 20th at Williams Creek Par 3 Course. Proceeds will benefit the Boys.